The church in California is celebrating the 300th anniversary of the birth of its most famous adopted son. Blessed Junipero Serra was born in Mallorca, Spain, but came to the U.S. where he founded a chain of missions. The Diocese of Monterey recently kicked off celebrations with a gala event attended by the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Bishop of Monterey, Richard Garcia, about Blessed Serra's life and legacy in this year of faith.
First of all, Father Serra was born Miguel Joseph Serra, and he was born on the island of Mallorca at a little town called Petra. And his name as a child was Miguel Joseph. He was born on November 24th, 1713. So November 24th of next year will be 300 years of his birth. So that's why we began the celebration of the year in honor and commemoration of Blessed Serra this last couple of weeks.
About his work, he set up 10 missions in California. How did that come about? Did he have a calling to do this?
Well, yes, actually, there are 21 missions attributed to Father Serra and his companions. All in all, 21 missions that were founded here. But first, I think you have to go back to, as he began, he was invested as a Franciscan in Spain, and he studied a lot of theology and philosophy, so he was very gifted, but his passion really was to be a missionary, to go out to other places, and so the Franciscans sent him first to Mexico, to the state of Querétaro, where he founded 5 missions himself there, did an awful lot of that work, that initial work in founding those missions. And then he came to what we call now in the California, but certainly at that time it was still part of Mexico. And he came into this area and founded, various missions, exact number, because he contributed as well as, you know, the 10 that he is attributed to founding himself. His companions founded the others, and we have 7 of those in our diocese here in the Diocese of Monterey. So we're very blessed to have him. But he had that missionary spirit, even as a young boy and then growing up in the Franciscan community, and really felt that he wanted to take the message of Christ to other people. So that's why he came here.
Now, the missions that remain today, what exactly do they do?
Well, most of them are parishes. Here in our own diocese, all but 2 still remain as active parishes with parishioners and daily mass and weekend masses. Many of them in the past were staffed by the Franciscans, but now they've left all of those missions, unfortunately, that we have in our diocese. They still help us at one of them, although they're not living there. They help us at San Antonio Mission, and actually they're still at San Miguel Mission in our diocese, too.
You're talking about celebrating in this year the 300th anniversary of his life. Another year that we're celebrating this year is the Year of Faith. How do you think his legacy works into that whole Year of Faith?
That's a beautiful question. I'm glad you asked it. Yes, I've asked all 7 of our missions to incorporate the 2, not only to honor and commemorate Blessed Serra, but also to do something for the Year of Faith. Now, some of the missions are having more retreats, for example. Some of the missions are offering days of prayer. Some of them will have concerts. Many of them will have novenas and so forth. So I think it's a beautiful opportunity for our people to really not only commemorate Blessed Serra and the 300th anniversary of his birth, but also to follow the teaching of our Holy Father, Benedict XVI, to have this Year of Faith and to really have that personal encounter with Christ, our Savior.
How important do you think it is for people to have this mission to come to? When you think about people maybe who are worried about the economic situation in the United States, things that maybe they really need, they need guidance on, how important is that mission for that?
Well, it takes you to the past because these missions were built in the latter 1700s. And so, you know, starting in around 1770, our own cathedral here in Monterey was built at the same time. It's still a parish church here serving the cathedral community here in Monterey. So all of the missions are still serving the people in some particular way. And I think whether you're wealthy or you're poor, wherever you live, the mission is always a center for that faith, and Many people love to get married in the mission churches, especially like a Carmel mission, which is a beautiful church. One of the problems right now is we're having to retrofit all of our churches because of earthquakes here in California. So we're spending an awful lot of money on the retrofit. But there's such a value gift to us from God. The missions are so historic and carry so much of the past with them, so that we have to keep them up. We have to maintain them.
What do you hope this year does commemorating the life and legacy of Father Serra? What would you like to see come out of this?
Well, as you said, a lot of people don't really know his history. A lot of people didn't know, for example, that he founded the five missions in Mexico before coming here. So I think part of it is an awareness of all that he did. And not alone, because he certainly had the companionship of other Franciscans with him and a lot of other lay people who helped him. And then also the indigenous people, the Native Americans who were here much before he was here. And that beautiful mixing of the two, the blending of the two ways of life. And that's what we're trying to do in our own diocese at this particular time.
I was reading that Blessed Serra's remains are contained in Carmel, is that right? In Carmel in California, and people come to venerate
the remains. In fact, that's where I live also, right behind the Mission Church, the Mission Basilica. And our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, visited that when he came to California the last time. And we have a beautiful plaque to commemorate that also, that our Holy Father was there. So we have two blesseds there, and it's wonderful to remember that. But yes, this was his favorite mission. That's where Blessed Junipero spent the most time, and that's where he died, and that's where he's buried. He's buried right next to the main altar in the basilica underground. One of the things I would add is that fourth graders here in California still come to visit the missions, and in most schools, public schools as well as Catholic schools, they're given this as a assignment to pick one of the missions, or they're assigned one of the missions, and they're supposed to go and visit that mission, but also to make a model of that mission. There are kits for it now, so it's much easier. But in the old days, people would take all kinds of things and make their mission that way. But I think it's a great learning opportunity for our young children to know the history of the missions and how important they are in our own state of California, as in the state of Texas or other states, too, that have mission churches.